Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it, if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they like better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see.
Come
it's a catastrophe, but just be patient though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, April 12, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with...
All right. Good morning, TNT. All right. You guys can already tell something going on in my throat. So we're going to do this today since my throat is really bad. I'm going to ask some questions. I mean, answer some questions. So the first thing we need to do is get rid of all the frivolous, unnecessary questions and comments. So today we skip Bus Lady. I ain't got time for that mess. All right, so what's next?
Okay. I guess you just get the intro. <right? laughs>
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, no updates went out over the weekend other than the tweet that you sent out. So that's the only thing that...
What tweet did I send out? What is it?
You know, where people were thinking that the budget was in the Gazette, but nobody really could read it in the Gazette, but for all intents and purposes, it's there, that type of... That's
oh, that type
meant.
Of thing? Oh.
That's not what you said, but that's what it meant.
All right.
Yeah. You want me to read it to refresh your memory? Budget law is now effective. Okay, budget law is now effective and in place, and there is no going back and adding or reviewing the budget. On Iraq TV earlier today, CBI is up to bat. And that went out on Saturday. And we haven't sent anything since then.
All right. It's all good. Guys, this is what we really need to know. Yes, the budget is done. They are operating under the budget. They're telling everybody that the projects are going to begin this month and some of them this week. We know, because we've been doing this for 13, 15 years, that there's no way they can accomplish what they want to accomplish under that present rate, or they would have already been doing it. So what has changed besides the budget getting approved? They always have money every year. They always put it up. A couple things have changed, though, since the budget was approved. Al Kazemi said, hey, we stopped the corruption in the auctions. It has come to a halt. Why? Because we changed the rate, did what we did as of December 19th, and it hurt so bad that it stopped. And we're going to leave the rate at that, which is a double-edged sword. Because while it's good for corruption and smuggling and everything else, it certainly hurt the people, made them poor, made prices go up even higher. But they said that's what they had to do. They said they're now up to $60 billion in reserves. Remember a year ago, 2 years ago, they were at $70 billion, and it went all the way down to $30 billion. And in 3 months, they're right back up at $60 billion. So, in fact, again, shows that it's working. So everything's there. Here's the most important thing that you guys didn't see here or what, and it says one of the most important economic achievements achieved after April 9, 2003, the price of the dinar. This is what it says. It says after 18 years, Iraq dinar has become stronger than many currencies of neighboring countries, regional, and international countries, with a cash mass that is good compared to the circumstances, which is their $60 billion. That is current. After 18 years, that means after 2003, current today, Iraqi dinar has become stronger than many currencies of neighboring countries, regional, international countries. That in of itself should tell you something. Thank you, Idaho USA. Should tell you what we're not seeing. What they know is already taking place, and they're waiting to be announced, put in public or action. The only other thing I can tell you guys is that again, because I told you for the last three calls that my guy told me like a month ago was going to happen during Ramadan. I just told him I just can't believe that. So show you every now and then. I wasn't wrong. I just didn't believe it. Anyway, here we are. It's Ramadan. They seriously think it's getting ready to happen during Ramadan. The banks think it's getting ready to happen. The people over there are confident this morning that they're not going down to 1,500. So something good can happen. More importantly, we know that they can't operate and do all the things that they're saying they're doing under their current rate. We know that they can't have people living in poverty, at least 40% of the people, when the price of oil is over $62 a barrel and the budget was at $45 a barrel. So they've lost all justification for doing what they're doing, as far as the people are concerned, because they have the money in reserves now. The price of oil is up. They're claiming they have stopped the smuggling, but doing what they're doing. So at this point, the only people that are suffering are the people of Iraq themselves. And we know that's not going to go on too long before things are going to change. So Ramadan is supposed to start, some articles say, on the 13th. Some articles say on the 12th, right? 12th and 13th. Yeah. No, day's 12th. 13th and 14th. That's it. So they came out this morning saying that they couldn't see the sun, the moon, or something tomorrow evening. So Wednesday morning was going to be the start of Ramadan. So either it's Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning, Ramadan should, in fact, start. That is when I see the first opportunity. What they're giving. Now, they can give it out anytime. I don't know. They may wait and show it on Wednesday and do it next Saturday or Sunday. I don't know yet. I know everybody's anticipating it, been anticipating it, and there's several banks who thought we were going to be in their office this morning, which, again, we are not. But it's okay. They keep getting ready because they're told to get ready. Be ready so they won't have to get ready. Either way you look at it, they are there, pumped up, and excited. So let's see where we go from here. All right, Ray.
Okay. Let's see. Ruby says, a call this year came in asking you if he purchased dinar for family and friends, and they gave him money to purchase, if there was a way for him to exchange for all who gave him money. He said there was a paper he could fill out with their names and what was purchased. He would then be able to exchange and give each person their purchased amount. What was that paper? Well, let's clarify that. The whole basis of that was, would he be able to do that and it not be income to the participating people, or a gift? And it would not be a gift because they paid, they gave him their money. He did it all collectively. And so what I was referencing was an affidavit that stipulated that very same thing, that they went into a joint arrangement, gave him all the money as the single conduit, so that it would not appear as him giving them gifts, thereby not invoking a gift tax, or giving them money, thereby invoking an income tax. It was what they all arranged on. I don't know 100% that that would work, but generally affidavits pretty much take care of things when nothing else does to confirm what the intent was and what took place. So that's what, from the conversations I remember having, that's what that was about. All right, Desert Red.
So let me tell you guys this real quick.
Thought you were trying to
there's
save
no way in hell I am, but. There's just no way I would even do that. I would even get involved in that. because of the legal stuff that's there, why even go through that when you don't have to? I mean, like Ray is saying, now we got to go to court. IRS is suing us. I got to go back and prove everything after they've already taken all the money out of my account. You know, no, why have to go back and undo all that? If you bought money for people, give it to them, let them go exchange it. I'm going to be like right now, and let them be a responsible adult and take care of their own business. That's what I would do. Anyway.
Okay.
What's next?
Desert Rat says, do we know if banks will redeem just one $100 trillion note? Some have been gifted those since they were doubters. Well, we've always shared with you that banks are telling us they're going to exchange them, and that the committee person is telling us that Zim is not going to go through. So nothing's changed on that end. And the face amount is irrelevant. We've shared the rates, and they're going to apply those rates to whatever face amount currency you present. It's my understanding.
Okay.
Let's see.
That's good.
7MMSTW says, since future oil credits secure the foundation of the RV, how can the massive shift to electric cars and non-combustion engines make sense in the long term? Basically, oil is going to be used for more things than just automobiles. So it's going to still be a very much desired product on into the future. So we're not going to stop using oil because we have electric cars coming up in the next 5 years or however long it takes before everybody and their mother has an electric vehicle in the driveway.
Okay, that's, yeah, cars are not the only thing that runs on oil. No, that's all. I'm just saying. All right. And look, this is a 30-year contract. Most of the country, and we're just talking about the U.S., not the other countries around the world that depend on oil, we won't even have a majority of electric cars until the next 50 years. If we reach majority then, and California is the only one pushing. So that's the least of our problems, is electric cars versus oil. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I'm going to try to all save right. my breath.
No. All right, Patty says, if the budget is not in the Gazette yet and it's been signed off by the president, how long could it take before it has to be in the Gazette, or is there no time limit?
I don't know of any time limit, I guess, since it's not there, but they're saying it's done and it's over. And maybe it was put in the Gazette. We just can't see it. I don't know. But all the statements say it's done, over, and they are now operating from the new budget. So that's the only way they can operate from it is it was put in the Gazette. Maybe they'll come out with it Wednesday morning. All right.
Okay. Is there anything we should ask you that you have not told us that we need to know or we would want to know? No. Crusher 13 says, has the U.S. authorized Iraq to change the rate via our veto power now that the budget has been passed and posted in the Gazette?
I'm being told that it's a go, so I don't know. We just don't know when. We're being told any minute. That's all we can get. Right back to any minute. It could happen at any minute. All right.
Okay. All right. And Beethoven is asking for us to play the birthday song for his sister, Cheryl. All right, Cheryl. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cheryl.
I want to wish you a happy birthday. I want to help you celebrate. I want to wish you lots of presents. Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
five callers on the board. 303 area code. You are on.
Could that be me?
Hey, sir.
Well, hey, I'm number
hey,
one
good morning.
Today. This is
yes,
your Eva Bear calling in again, and I just wanted to thank you so much for giving me your last measure of devotion in singing my birthday song. And I know that when God was handing out talents, little Tony with his quivering lip was waiting in line, and alas, he was last in line, and there was no more vocal talents to be given out. So I appreciate all the courage you mustered to do that for me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Let's go on.
An issue that I know you and Ray really have some negative responses to, but it is a critical issue, and please, if you would, just take a deep breath and indulge me. There are a lot of chatter going on that if you get a contract rate for your Zim, you will not be able to achieve a contract rate for any other currency. Could you put that to rest to say absolutely not, this is not anywhere close, or is it something that we have to prepare for when we go into exchange?
It doesn't even make good common sense to me, first of all. I do know the banks that are taking the Zim, and none of them have told us any BS like that, because, again, it doesn't make common sense. The bank wants to get in as much money as it can, so what would restrict them? That's what you're asking. Why not? Why can't I get the contract rate for all the currencies just because I'm getting it for one? Why not? Because they don't want the rich getting richer? Well, in that case, why would they give it to us at all? That don't make sense. I mean, what is your justification? Well, suppose I do this. Suppose I go take my Zim to Bank A and get all the contract rate, and take my dinar and dong to Bank B and get all my contract rates. What's the difference? The difference is Bank A wants it all, and they're going to tell you, oh, if you're going to do that, we'll give it all to you right here. Don't be a dumbass, dumbasses. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. No, I think your response is right on target and very appropriate. It's just that, you know, when you hear a lot of chatter, you begin to absorb it. So thank you very much for the clarification. And I give
guys,
local
listen,
lessons.
Let me tell you guys something. Yes. You guys need to be extremely careful when it's time to do this exchange. Because there's idiots out there that are setting you up right now, because that's all they can be doing, and say, hey, do this and go over here and do this private exchange with my guys, and we'll get you the higher rate. I'm telling you, they're setting you up. Do not pay attention to that. Exchange your money at the bank exchange location and get your rate. Do not listen to these idiots. And I'm going to come back on when they announce the RV. And I'm going to tell you exactly what the bank is telling us and have given us, and you're going to know from that moment on. And again, I've been telling you guys for years, I want you to write these idiots' names down. Keep track of this information that they're giving you, and know who not to trust the minute this RV goes live. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. See, I was
gotcha.
Trying to save my breath. See what you did? Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I give singing lessons, and if you'd like to, I bring you out here and just give you all the input that I can.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay. All the best. Thank you so much for all you share with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Just for the record, you forced that indulgence.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm going to say on that.
All right. What's next?
360 Erico, you're on.
Well, well, well. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. How you doing?
Hey, sir.
Good morning, young man.
Well,
how you doing?
Sir, to the nth degree until a minute ago, but anyway.
Oh, my God, young man. Oh, you're beautiful. Never change. We'll do lunch. what they say in California.
Hey, sir. Sound like that?
Huh?
Nope. I'll meet you halfway.
Oh, I was thinking to myself that the rant was pretty brief, Tony. I'm proud of you for that, and I'm going to do everything in my power to not instigate another one. But
thank
I
you.
Can't make any guarantees.
Okay.
So anyway, I guess the only question really that I have, other than what are Bus Lady and Double D from Dallas doing, that kind of goes, it's not on the level of Maliki, but it's close. I'm wondering what could be, because they've always said that they wanted to keep the time out of the public knowledge for as long as possible to prevent what they think is going to happen relative to the rate and how it will begin to fluctuate once it goes on 4X. And considering the comment that you made in the past about the CBI wanting to limit its movement, how can the CBI limit the rate when the international market gets a hold of it? They can't dictate the price because, to my knowledge, they don't have the right to do that, do they?
Oh, wait. So 4X can stop trading at any point. They feel like it's getting out of balance, okay? Just like they stop trading stocks and they stop trading currencies if they think it's going to crash the global economy or it's going to become a danger. So what I said to us is they had some predetermined stops already before we even got started. Make sure it doesn't go up too fast or come down too fast. And that's theirs. They've done it before they stopped currency pairs from trading. So I'm sure they can do it.
Okay, because I guess, Tony, the reason I thought if the hedge funds are going to jump into this thing, because they're looking for a return, obviously, that's different than what we are, percentage-wise, certainly, the complications of telling major financial avenues, if you will, just to pick a word to try to decide them as a group, how they could control that, because they would be at a disadvantage if they were limited by not having a free market determine the rate. Just a thought.
Oh no, well, I'm telling you, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, no. Hey, this is. I'm not thinking I know more than you do on any part of this, so I'm not questioning your. Disagreeing with you or thinking that I'm smarter than you are on this, because I know I'm not. And so I was just wondering, because it didn't seem to jive with me, but what you say makes sense. And so anyway,
yeah,
I don't want to.
I want people to understand, though, you have a valid point, and they have to understand the market. And after you can Google what stops trading. What stops the market from trading and it gets too far out of balance? They know where their top is at. The hedge funds are going to know. Most hedge funds are not like you and me, though. They don't get in and out. They don't hit IPOs. Most hedge funds are long-term. Now, they'll get in, take some profit out, but they'll stay in it long-term. So it's not going to hurt them if they start cutting it down.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, I was hoping we'd chat this last weekend, but that didn't happen. So Frederick the Great say, Lodas, Lodas, Toujours Lodas. So we'll keep moving forward and be looking forward to that notification of the next call. Otherwise, are we still scheduled for Wednesday if nothing happens in between?
We are.
Sweet. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll get off early and let somebody else come on.
Hey, well, anything you wanna say to Bus Lady, because she's not coming on today. So you can say whatever you want. Don't worry about it. No, Ray gonna skip over her because I don't have time for that.
Gosh, Tony, I don't recall.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, you bet. Have a good day.
All right, take care, sir. 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your tenacity, and I'll try to keep my question short as well so it won't strain your voice, Tony, on here. I'm curious to try to figure out, again, knowing that there are references that apparently are in the Gazette to the effect that the budget is in effect, meaning it had been passed, et cetera, whether or not that could be a trigger point that they don't actually have to have the figures printed in the Gazette, that the CBI has been given a copy of what the figures are so that they know what the budget things are and that they are therefore able to proceed with it out, you know, being, you know, here's budget line, you know, item line number one, number two, and so on. Is that a possibility? Are your folks saying that they could somehow circumvent printing the budget per se, but make a reference that the budget is in effect and the CBI can take that as a trigger point?
Well, I'm thinking they can, but here, you bring up a good point. So,
don't talk too much.
Maybe, just maybe, they're looking at why present the budget to the people, the rates, the breakdown, under every situation that the budget broke out to, under every industry, everything else, only to change it 72 hours later and confuse everybody. Is it this much or this much? Is it this price or this price? And that's probably what it would do. It may be the reason we haven't seen it yet, because when they put it out, they want it to be at the new rate so everybody can see it, everybody know what they're operating under, and go from there. I mean, that's logical thinking why we haven't seen it broke down in the Gazette or in the paper itself. So that could work.
Okay. Well, I was also curious whether or not, and kind of on that same line, that if the rate, you know, is kind of out there, yes, it's in effect, what kind of impact that has had on the cards that have been issued, you know, MasterCard or whatever, the key cards there, whether or not your people are saying, well, in Iraq now it's showing at such and such, or in the USA the rate is showing at such and such. Have you gotten any feedback from that?
Yeah. The rate is not in effect. The people of Iraq do not have a changed rate. They're still using the 1450. Now, guys over here, yes, their card still shows the new rate, but it still, again, is not in effect yet. And that's what we're hoping happens Wednesday morning. That's what I'm hoping for anyway.
And I won't steal 281's thunder with respect to the status of the Texas Redemption Centers and the like. However, if she does not come on, you can figure that that is a question that I would be posing and would appreciate having answered before you sign off. In 10 days from whenever all of this transpires, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to be happening, and that's going to be a fun time.
Wait, let me help you right now. I'm going to help you right now before we do all that. Texas is just as backwards as they've always been. So that answered that, right?
Yep. Well, okay. You know, at least they're on hopefully some sort of high alert or something, that they aren't, you know, going to Cancun or whatever, that they are within 30 minutes time frame or so. But, again, appreciate your help with this and get to feeling better. Don't be contagious.
All right.
Okay,
thank
have
you.
A great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, 972 area code. You are on.
Hello, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, sir.
Man, how you doing?
I'm all right. Poor bus lady. Oh, my. She's going to sneak in by another number and catch you flat-footed for sure. All right. I have a question having to do with the history of this situation. When we talked about this years ago, there was an aspect of I'm having an adult moment here. I'd already talked to you about that punishment. You know, if somebody stalled it, then it would. I do remember now. There was a going situation that Kuwait said they would never allow Iraq to be a higher currency than Kuwait. With your announcement in your monologue early on, it indicates that that's really not the case at this point. Do you have any feedback on that?
No, you guys got to remember, when everything's said and done and the dinar goes up and comes back down, it is supposed to be within 20 cents of Kuwait. So everybody doesn't abandon the country and run over there and try and get all the money. That's all. So not through the exchange process, but after it's all said and done.
All right. Well, that makes sense. I just couldn't. I have a couple who spent the last 11 years in Kuwait, and when I suggested that was the case, they were highly upset. But it makes sense what you just said. All right, that will solve that problem. They are not investing in this currency situation because Kuwait has been such a strong currency, and they're flabbergasted that I would consider anything but what they suggest. Okay, we'll get past that. I guess the other thing is not that important at this time. I know that you would tell us if the rates were adjusting at all. I know you'd tell us that. And we want to save your life.
I would.
So I guess you would. So
I would tell you if it had changed, but it hasn't changed. No. Ray gave the rate, and it hasn't changed. But let me say this real quick, Danny, because you brought up a good point.
Yeah.
And everybody should realize, people from Kuwait, and I actually got some people from Iraq who don't believe in this. But that shows you how much of an advantage we have, how much more knowledge and insight we have than people who are living on the streets every day. And they are going to be shocked and flabbergasted and, oh, my God, look what just happened to our world. But so are the neighboring countries, because right now all of them could become millionaires and billionaires too if everybody knew it. But the fact is, you said people, you know, right there who deal with Kuwait, everyday citizens, and they don't have a clue what is about to happen.
Yeah.
So that's a good point.
That's an amazing situation we find ourselves in. Okay, well, I'm going to let you save your breath and be ready for Bus Lady, okay? I'll talk to you guys later.
All right,
thank you,
sir. All right.
All right, sir. 754 area code, you are on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray from South Florida.
Greetings.
Tony, it's all that partying you're going to have to cut back to get that voice of yours back.
Man, you know what?
Yeah.
I only smoked one cigar over the weekend, see?
That was one too many. my first question, I got a call about what Tish discussed this morning on chat about Maliki and the fact that he's going to court about the budget. Is there any truth to that report, and what rights does he have to challenge a past budget that's been ratified, signed, and has somewhat shown up in the Gazette already? So is that going to delay us? Is it true? Or is it just someone putting it out?
No, Maliki put it out himself. He wants to challenge the budget. But they've already told him, you can't challenge the budget. First of all, he tried to do it before it became law. And they said, you can't challenge it in court, and it's not even law yet. So he had to wait till after it became law. And he still can't. And that is the statement that was put out on Saturday. What I tweeted out is done. There's no going back. It's over. It is now the law. Now, there's certain articles in there that he in fact can challenge, but it's not going to change anything, as they're saying. You guys got to remember, Maliki is not doing this because he thinks it's wrong. Maliki, you are doing this, trying to be on the side of the people to make it look like he's fighting for the exchange rate. Remember, the election's coming up in October. Maliki is doing this for Iran because they're the ones losing out. As long as this rate stays the way that it is and goes any further, they're losing hundreds of millions of dollars every day. So he's trying to stay in their good favor. Nobody else is doing it. No other group is doing it, just Maliki. So I'm not even worried about it. They're not worried about it. They're saying this week they're going to start operating under the new budget. They already said it was implemented on Saturday, but they're going to actually start operating under it and starting some of the projects under the new budget. So everything is full steam ahead.
All right. And what, I know we had to wait for the budget to be passed, ratified, signed, put in the Gazette before the CBI can issue the rate. How much time does the CBI actually have to get this off the ground? And what, it's almost, it's a week or close to a week already since this happened. What is stopping it from going forward before now or even today? What's holding the CBI back?
There is no time. There's no, you got 72 hours, a week, a month, anything, because the CBI gets to change the rate when they decide it's the right time, when they decide the country is going in the right direction, everything else. There is no time limit on it. And the only thing we know as of this date, right now, or that I know, is my guy just says it's going to happen during Ramadan. But he's been saying that for, what, a month, month and a half now. It's going to happen during Ramadan, the month of giving. So that's what he's been expecting. All I know is the banks are expecting it to happen any minute. They're like, it can happen any minute because everything is now done. The budget's in place. We're all just waiting for the CBI. The Treasury is saying everything's a go. We're just waiting now. And I say for the CBI to make the announcement, but for them to agree, and I mean, they thank the Treasury and the U.S. today for backing the budget and making it possible. That's what the article says. So where are we? Any minute now. And that's all we can know. They're not going to tell us in advance. They're not going to give us 72 hours, 48 hours, or even 24-hour notice that the rate's going to change. They're going to continue to do just what they're doing. It's not going to change, not going to change. But they're saying specifically it's not going to go to 1,500. They are saying the rate will stay as it is for the next 5-6 months. That did come out yesterday. But, again, that's what they're supposed to say.
All right. My final question, and it deals with Texas. We know Texas isn't there, and we know you are in contact with banks, and they can get there a half hour beforehand. Do you think you'll be notified when Texas is on site, or you will just know when the RV is released?
Oh, no. I have people at Texas exchanges. When they get called in, that's how I know. When they get put on alert, they're the guy. They're people like you and me who actually work there at the exchanges, you know, earn them. And when they get put on standby, I'll get several calls. Okay, we're on standby, we're on hold, we've been put on alert, whatever it is, so we'll know Texas is in motion again. I know they want to hide it, but the only way they can hide it to call Texas in after it already happened, you know, and then have everybody out there. Other than that, we're going to know. But there's the markets. I mean, they're supposed to get a two-hour notice. I know the markets. I got people, and we'll know, but they're not going to put out a blanket, you know, hey, everybody, it's going to happen at 4:30. or this or that. And they're telling them to just be alert, but they could tell them in the next 2 hours and a half and 15 minutes after that. I don't know, but we have enough people knowledgeable helping us do this that we will, in fact, get notice when they get notice. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that you feel better, and I hope that before my Mahjong game Friday, I can tell them I've got to be at the bank, and I don't have to be there because it's the end of the month. If this doesn't go, my husband and I are heading to San Antonio for vacation, so maybe I can kick some butt at the banks there. But thank you, and have a great day, and I guess we'll talk again on Wednesday. And feel better, Tony.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 281 area code. You got in anyway.
What kind of?
What?
What? Going on this morning?
What?
I'm like, wait a minute now, wait. Now, what kind of foolishness is going on with you this morning? You got to be bringing me in with all this hair. I'm like, I ain't even on the call yet, and there you go. What's going on with you? How you doing, King? How you doing? You all right?
I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. And yourself?
And I'm good. And how is sore throat over there? That's from all that singing you was doing last week. Now your voice. Why you want to get quiet when I come on? How come? Hello?
Yeah, because I just can't believe sometimes they just let anybody in the party, don't they? Back door or not. Oh, my God. Look, what you want?
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, I ain't fooling with you today. I'm going to go and ask my question. Now, let me see what I got here. But now, I want to know if they've done everything over there in Iraq pretty much, and the U.S. already know the rate, they know everything's done, could possibly be in the Gazette, just haven't been announced. What would make them not even want to go ahead and get started? We have to wait until they make it public, pretty much, even though they have everything they need.
I'm saving my breath.
Oh, okay.
I want to know why the U.S. doesn't have to wait on Iraq anymore. What we have to wait on? They already have everything they need. So what they waiting on? You know? We don't have to fight.
Listen.
Okay.
See? This is why they talk about flat tires. I mean, big butt busting. Running out of gas. I'll bet anybody on this call ought to answer this question 100,000 times.
But
we cannot do anything until CBI does what they do, regardless of where we're at.
But I know, but we've always also said that some of the people considered private clients or whatever, VIP clients or whatever, they've done that before without us even being at this stage. So are they not even calling anybody in that has purchased currencies from their banks here in the U.S.? Have they even started that at all? Because I know on the last call you guys mentioned that they could possibly start calling people.
They are scheduling people.
Mm-hmm.
And they are rescheduling people.
Oh, rescheduling.
And they're going to reschedule
okay.
them again today. Cause it's not going to happen today either. But, yes, they
until
are going that far and getting ready. They just aren't actually bringing anybody in at this point because it's so
mm-hmm.
close to being a reality. They're saying just wait. Just wait. Even people
mm-hmm.
with pending are being told just wait. Now,
just
they
like,
were told they were going to have their money on Friday, and guess what? They didn't have it. They were told they were going to have their money on Saturday, and they didn't have it. They were told they had an appointment this morning, and they don't have any. But they're all excited. They're all jumping down. I mean, even in Washington, they're excited.
Mm-hmm.
And they're staying any minute because nobody's going to do what they were doing before, whether it was creating loans or, you know, manipulating paperwork to go ahead and pay people and do what they're doing. They're saying we're so close, we're not even going to do that. We're just going to do
right.
the actual exchanges. So
okay.
nobody's getting paid.
Well, okay, so you pretty much answered most of my question were earlier when you said that, because I was going to ask you what was the purpose of them not putting the budget out in the Gazette at this point, even though we know everything has been done. And you answered part of that. And one of the things you said was because they did not want to get their people confused on, you know, I guess the rates. Have the people over there been, I guess, in a way, educated on what their rates could possibly be? When the rates come out, is it going to be multiple rates in multiple cities or whatever, or is it all going to be one rate straight across the board?
Once this happens, it's supposed to be one rate because they're going to stop the auctions, right, completely, because
okay.
they don't need to do it anymore because the dinar is going to be worth more than the dollar. So they can stop the auctions. They're just doing it during the exchanges. So it should be
mm-hmm.
one rate. And it's supposed to be 1-to-1 when they start.
1-to-1
mm-hmm. and pull in
mm-hmm.
all their currency. Then they'll change their rates. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. My last question would be, is there going to be more than one bank in the U.S. that's going to be exchanging the ZIM? We know one of the major banks, I think. I don't know if you guys have shared that particular bank recently, but I think I kind of vaguely remember it. But will there be more than one bank exchanging the ZIM, or do you know?
I think there will at least be three banks that are changing it.
Three banks. Okay. All right. Well, that's all I have. I'm going to let your voice rest today. You got my messages over there, Metro of Texas. I'm going to be listening. I'm going to send you about three or four more. Like, really?
Look, every
yeah.
time you say stop that foolishness, I'll say that's Texas. You know, see? Because that's the only way they know how to talk. Your mess.
I ain't fooling with you.
Look,
all
see
right,
that?
But you
see?
Take care of that voice, because we need to hear on Wednesday so we can find out some more information, you know, and maybe go ahead and get you some lemon and honey. That'll be good for you. Mm-hmm. And the King,
okay.
I'll talk to you at 4 your time, 3 my time. And
okay.
y'all have a good day. All right.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
You. Bye. Bye-bye. 610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning,
hey,
Tony.
Hey, sir.
It is G-Man MBA.
Hey, man. I was just thinking about you.
All right. Good timing. Good timing.
Yeah. All right. Good morning.
Take a break and get some liquid for that throat and take it easy there for a minute or two. All right?
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. You're welcome. Continue to feel better. All right. Long version, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we are utilizing the Venmo app to do that. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, in all capital letters, type in TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, type in the word super fantastic. Again, to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app. When you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile, and in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic, and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all of that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day. And again, Tony, feel better soon.
Thank you, sir. We do appreciate you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Ray.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, Tony.
208 area code. You are on.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you all today?
I am fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm in outstanding shape, except that you guys have answered just about every question I could think of. But I would still like to know, what is your best guess as when this is going to be all over?
Sometime this
any minute.
Well, the sooner the better. Well, thanks for talking, gentlemen. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. 281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you all
greetings.
Doing?
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Good morning.
And yourself, how are you doing?
Morning. I am great. Doing just great. So, Mr. Tony, you're under the weather. I'm so sorry. But you're going to get better because I believe this is going to be a super fantastic week for us.
Okay.
Have you heard or found out anything about the NDA?
Nope, I haven't heard anything else about the NDA. So again, each bank is going to have their own. This is the last word that we got.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. So hopefully, it won't be a whole lot of stipulation. I'm hoping. You heard anything about the projects, the IMF, and over here? Because I remember you were saying that they also have some available here in the U.S.
I haven't heard anything about any projects that are required for you to be your exchange. The IMF and what they're doing, we will not find out about until after the RV has taken place, is what our city council told us.
Okay, yes, I was wondering about those. Okay, Well, I appreciate it. That was my calls because the other calls were answered. I'm sorry, the other questions were answered. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you all sometime this week. If not, Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
You all too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
925 area code. You are on.
Good morning, afternoon. I am a first-time caller, so bear with me.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes,
we hear you fine.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. I told you I was a newbie on this. Listen to you forever, but first time calling in. I have a quick question for you. Once we get our appointment and we go in order to negotiate the price, the contract price or whatever, how are we actually going to know the rate for each currency?
I think you're going to have two options. First of all, you're going to ask. Why are you sitting there? Can I see it on the screen? There's not people there. Second of all, hopefully before you go in, we have given you the rates that we're being told.
Okay. I kind of figured that, but I wanted to hear it from you.
Well, so that's our plan. We're going to try and talk to our contacts, which I know they're all going to be busy once this thing happens. But we should be able to get the rates on the screens. We'll be able to get the procedures from them. The bank is going to want you to know a whole lot of this information before you even walk in because that's going to make it faster for them. If we can give it out to you or click on their site and it tells you exactly what you're supposed to do in the procedures. So all of that should make it easier for you. And we'll give you the inside tips of, you know, what we get from our treasury source, our banking source, our market sources, and these are the rates. And this is what you should look at. Then, depends on when it's your turn, people as they come back from their appointments, we hope are posting in the chat room, in the forum, or tweeting out, hey, these are the rates that were available. They don't have to say these are the rates I got or this is what I did or but these are the rates that are available at my appointment. And they can put them out, and they can put them on Twitter. As long as they're not the exact rate they got, then they're not going against the NDA. But if they're just putting something, it wasn't 510, but it wasn't 507, we can figure it out. Okay?
Gotcha. Very good. Thank you very much, and I hope feel better, and you guys have a very blessed day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. 217 area code. You are on.
Good morning and good afternoon. I think I've got most of the answers. I think I've got most of the answers, but I just wanted to go ahead and talk, and hopefully then that by Wednesday, why we're ready to go on the road.
Well, man, if you got most of the answers, please give me some. I don't have a clue.
No, I only had a couple. Only had a couple of questions, and the others asked them. That's what I meant.
Yes, I know. I'm messing with you. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
I know
we
that.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Sherry.
That it?
All of you get to feeling better, and God's blessings to you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
314 area code. You are on.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hi there.
I got a couple of quick questions. When a person sets up their trust and they have their spillover account, I think you guys said the spillover account, the passive income you get from that, that is the funds that will be taxed. Am I correct by thinking that?
Any account that you have that's earning interest is going to be taxed.
Okay, but not they're taxing on the principal as well or just the interest?
No, just the interest.
Interest.
Yeah, the principal has already been taxed. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just going to be the interest.
Okay. And then my second question is, once the RV does take place, I know you guys had mentioned, like, you have dealers online still, like, on different sites that sell the currency. Won't they put that to a stop to avoid double dipping, or would they let that go on for a certain amount of time?
The dealers online would change their rates just like everybody else. So if you want to continue buying at the new rate, they will have it available for you at that new rate.
Okay. Well, those are my two questions, and I believe in the power of tongue, so I'm not going to say hope you feel better, Tony. You will feel better, and we will be getting this RV release here soon. You guys have a blessed day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 720 area code, you are on.
Well, a very pleasant good day to both of you, and I have one quick question, and that was that many years ago, when Maliki was the prime minister, we talked about the fact that he had either a controlling interest or owned the Gazette. Was that true? Is that true? And could that be the reason that we're not seeing it in the Gazette yet? Is he just not going to let it go forward that way?
No, I don't think that's true, that he can just decide what goes in the Gazette and what doesn't. So I don't know what interest he owns in it, to tell you the truth. I don't even remember it back then. But it's a government document, recording in the Gazette. So I don't think he gets to pick and choose what goes in there or not. I don't know that it's owned by any individual. Well, we're not talking about the Gazette newspaper. We're talking about the Gazette where the recordings are taking place for the laws. So what we saw in that newspaper that went out over the weekend was just a newspaper that was given the information. It wasn't an official recording of the Gazette.
No. Okay. Well, that was my question. I appreciate it. Feel better, Tony. We need your guidance, so we need you feeling good.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Good day.
Good day. Yeah. 626 area code. You are on.
Good morning and good afternoon, Ray and Tony. How are you
Greetings.
Guys doing today?
I'm super fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic myself, just listening and learning. And a lot of questions have been answered. So, I just wanted to mention to some fellow people that I told about this, and I told them, hey man, it's live, it's true, and it's their birthday today. One his name is Jesse, and the other one name is Roy. At first, one didn't want to believe me, but I think he's coming around. So. If you can, I'd like to wish them a happy birthday. And with that, I'd like to go out and say thank you very much for coming in, even though you got a bad throat, brother. Take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you. Wait, you can
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday to those two gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
And that
Ray.
Takes us.
God bless you, man.
All right, you're welcome. 501 area code, you are on. 501. 501.
It must start the right way.
Okay, you're tied up. So we'll go to 301 area code. You are on.
Is that me?
That you?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Ray? And Tony, this
hey.
Is Steel Bill.
Okay, good morning.
All right.
I got one question here. Is there still a $50 million limit on the dome?
As far as I know, the limits have not changed.
Oh, okay. So it's still 10-100 T on the Zim. Okay. Yeah. Take care of that voice,
yep.
Tony.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, and thank you very much.
All right, sir. All right. Mm-hmm. 208 area code. You are on.
Good day, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Greetings, Fantabula, sir, to the nth degree.
I'm a little confused. I've been listening for years, and it seems that we go back and forth between Iraq, it's all done, and it's up to the United States to say when it's a go. So why can't the U.S. just tell the CBI to go ahead with it so we can get this all done?
Well, what they can do is say, CBI, are you ready? And CBI says yes, and then they send it through and they wait and say, are we authorized to go? And then the U.S. says yes or no, which they've been saying nope, nope, nope. Now they're saying that they're saying yes, CBI, you can go when you're ready. We're not telling you when to go. You can go when you're ready. So that's what we're waiting for. If CBI has told them we want to do it during the month of Ramadan, during the month of giving, and they say, okay, that's what you want to give to your people. We hope this is what's happening because this is what we're hearing. Then we'll do that. But they're still going to do it. You know, the CBI still has to send it through for the U.S. to let it go through. And at this point, it seems like that's what we're waiting for. The U.S. doesn't tell them when to do it. It says, okay, it's open. Pick your point in time and when you want to go.
But haven't there been several times in the past years when you have said, Iraq has said, everything's done, we're ready, and the United States just hasn't let it gone through?
Because they weren't ready. They've done everything they thought they should do, but every time the U.S. says, nope, now you need to do this. Nope, now you need to do this. And every time they change the game. Why? Because Iraq was crooked leadership. The money was still going to Iran. There's a bunch of things that weren't done. Iraq has already been ready. It'd give us the money. We don't care how much, you know, is being stolen or anything else. Especially before Al-Kazimi got there, because they were all in on it. And the U.S. just kept saying, no, no. Change your laws, change your banking system, change your transparency. When you get everything done that we say you need to do, when we get the right person in there who's going to do it the way we want it done, then we're going to let you go. Now they're saying we're at that point in time right now.
Okay, so do you believe if the CBI changes the rates, the U.S. will let it go through now?
Yeah, that's what they're telling
me.
They're going to let it go through.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for all you do. Tony, I hope you feel better. You guys have a great day.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 501, are you ready now? 501, area code, you're on.
I am. Here I am, ready or not.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I missed the first half of the call, so these questions and observations may be redundant. But in your humble opinion, and your intel and your information, when can we expect the toll-free numbers?
I have no idea when you can expect the toll-free numbers, okay?
All I know is, I mean, hopefully by Wednesday we'll have it, because Ramadan has clearly started by then. We're told it's going to happen during Ramadan. But during Ramadan is a 30-day period of time. So I don't know if they're going to do it on Wednesday, they're going to do it on Saturday, they're going to do it next Tuesday. And they're not going to tell me that this far in advance. Well, we might get a couple hours. They might ask me not to put it out. I don't know what they're waiting for. But right now we're not anticipating the 800 numbers. Every time that we have anticipated the 800 numbers, the banks have been contacted and said, hey, 800 numbers should be coming out at this time or this day. That has not occurred lately, so I'm not looking for it right at this time. It could happen as soon as we hang up this phone, but right at this moment, I'm not giving any heads up or any expectation of getting the 800 numbers today at all.
Who's in charge of doing that?
The U.S. Treasury is in charge of the 800 numbers.
Who makes their decision? Is there one person? Is there a group? Is there a committee? Can you answer that?
No, because I don't know. Is it be the U.S. Treasurer? Who I would think it would be when everything's done. I mean, he runs the Treasury, but it could be him, the President, the Vice President, and 10 other people saying, are we ready to go? I don't know, and we're not ever going to know that.
So you think it's any day other than can't be a week or two, a month or a year, could be a year, right?
No. And I said it can't be because Iraq can't operate under their present rate doing what the white paper says for them to do. Iraq cannot extend this rate with the people knowing the price of oil is $20 over what is in the budget. They got all this money coming in, and they've already defeated all the purposes that they had for doing it. I mean, they stopped the corruption already. They stopped the money. So there's no need to maintain this rate. They've already took the reserve back to $60 billion. They have no justification for it for another 5-6 months or a year.
Well, that's encouraging on its surface, but I sure hate to wait another 6 months.
So would I, but I don't think we're going to wait another 6 months.
And your most optimistic opinion, when do we see this?
Most optimistic I can see is Wednesday, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Thank you, sir. All right. Thank you.
Good day.
All righty. 239 area code, you are on.
Hello. You hear?
Hi.
Good morning.
I have a question. Good morning. Sorry that you're not feeling well, Tony. I have a question, Ray, I think for you. I've been hesitant. I was planning to give my kids a lump sum of my currency and let them exchange it themselves in order to avoid taxes. And then I wasn't really comfortable with it because of the sudden wealth factor. They're not aware of what's going on. And I'm concerned about whether or not they could handle it. Then I thought if I get it, negotiate a deal with the bank, and I leave so much money in for the 15% interest rate, the higher interest rate, with the stipulation that I could transfer it to another entity, and then transfer that amount to a trust for my kids with the stipulation they can't access it until that period that we negotiated is over 3 years, 4 years. My question is, couldn't my accumulation of interest rate cover in that period of time what they would have had to pay in taxes?
I have no idea.
Okay. Okay. Because I tried to calculate it. If the trust pays the taxes, plus you get more interest rate than you'd pay in taxes for that. That whether or not it would recuperate enough that you didn't really lose that amount. But okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 314 area code. You are on.
All right.
How you doing, brother?
All right, sir.
Hey, so all right. my question I have is with the IMF and how you kind of touched on it, and I was just wondering, could you go over that again as far as how they, what role they play in this process, and or if any, will they, you know, possibly be a roadblock, or what role will the IMF play?
The IMF has been one of the central parts of the whole process for the last 10, 12 years. Guiding Iraq on setting up their government, their banking, their finance, and everything else. Loaning them money to maintain throughout the last 15 years. The IMF, the BIS, the World Bank, the U.S., EK have all set up the guidelines for Iraq to rebuild their country, their banking system, to stop the smuggling, stop the corruption, everything else. They have been a major part of all of this. The IMF is one who told them to change their rate in December in order to achieve what they achieved right here, right now. So they've been over there studying with them, working with them, designing a plan the entire time.
Awesome. So they're partnering with this whole process. So when it comes time for the CBI to, you know, give the rate, whatever, if everything will be in sync. That's awesome.
Yep. Everything will be in sync. They'll be ready to go.
All right, okay, brother. I appreciate y'all, man. Keep doing what you're doing and feel better.
All right. Thank you,
sir. All
right,
sir.
Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. 361 area code. You're next.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. What I needed to know was, Tony or Ray, either one of you, if I wanted to go to the bank and just take one or two notes in order to cash those in so I can convince my wife that this is real, could I then go back and set up another appointment to go in to do a to do the what you call it?
Do you exchange?
Yes.
Okay. Well, your first mistake would be trying to convince your wife it's real after it happens. Because after it happens, you don't care if she believes it or not. Just go get your money. Why are you trying to convince her? Just say she didn't want
to get the contract.
Okay. Look, after it happens.
I'm trying to get the contract.
Seriously.
And I live in Texas, so, I mean, it's a community property state, so I can't get it without her.
Oh, you got more problems than that if you live in Texas than being a community property state. Listen, everybody can go to the bank and exchange a $5,000 note for $15,000, $20,000. You're going to be able to do that. And if that's going to convince her that it's real, then go do it. But call the 800 number and make your appointment anyway, okay, is what I would do.
Could I call and make one appointment and call and make the second one right behind each other?
Why do you need two appointments?
Because once I exchange and get $20,000, $30,000 in the account, and she see it, then she's going to believe it, she'd be ready to go.
Okay, well, you can just walk in the bank and do that. A teller can approve that transaction.
Okay.
Gotcha. You don't need an appointment for that. Just call and make your appointment. Gotcha. That's all. Okay. Hey, and if your wife don't want to go, take her sister or her best friend. That's what I do. No, you'd be all right. Sydney, it'll be all over the internet. You'll be able to call all your friends. She'll be mad because all their wives will be like, "We rich and you still broke." Believe me, she'll be running to the bank with you. All right.
Tony, hope you feel
all
better.
All right, man. All right. Thank you,
thank
sir.
You.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, sir.
All right.
I'll pray for you. 773 area code. Let me try it again.
All right,
773.
I'll pray for you.
773. You're on.
Yeah, they're behind. They're behind. Look. Yeah. Hello.
Okay, 773.
All right. Yep.
Then they just disconnected. So, already, that was it. That was the last caller that had a hand up. So, we'll wrap this up.
Okay, then. All right, guys. It's a super fantastic morning. And we all know it. Super fantastic day. All we can do is what we've been doing for 10, 15 years. And that is wait for the announcement to be made because it's surely coming. The budget's been approved and put into effect is what they're saying. Where banks are ready. I personally am looking for the start of Ramadan. And then at that point is when any minute starts for me. Even though the banks and the Treasury, and they were excited this morning when we talked to them, are saying any minute. It could be any minute, so just hold on. Hold on to any minute. My any minute don't start until Wednesday. So let's do what we do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And if something happens, we'll tweet it out, put it in the forum or the chat room, but we'll get it to you, even if we have to do another call. All right. Enjoy your day. Ready?
Okay, folks, that's going to do it for us for this marvelous-er Monday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you
can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
Enjoy your Monday.